Abby Saunders of Hampstead wrote, "After hearing Isabel Shepherd's story on Trump's rally in Wilmington last week, I feel compelled to share my disappointment with the use of the adjective lighthearted to describe Governor McCrory's inappropriate joke about bathrooms during his speech. Certainly all who are negatively impacted by HB2, as well as all who are in marked disagreement with a bill that violates human rights, would disagree that a joke referencing the bill is cheerful or happy-go-lucky. Thank you for your time." Thank you, Abby. The adjective lighthearted was meant to refer to Governor McCrory's delivery of what he clearly seemed to feel was a joking remark before a supportive audience. It is not our role, nor was it intended, to be a commentary on the gravitas or lack thereof of the subject matter. And speaking of candidate Trump, one listener posted a screenshot from the story on our website, which seemed to show a sarcastic epithet instead of Donald Trump's name. We told the listener that we didn't see any way that that image could have originated with us. Lo and behold, leave it to Rachel Lewis Hilburn to find the probable answer. There's a Google Chrome extension that replaces every instance of Donald Trump with another name. We now believe that that anomaly arose from the writer's own computer. Listener Miles wrote, "Please get rid of car talk. Pretty please." First of all, thank you for the politeness, Miles, and please let me try to clarify as definitively as I can where we stand on that issue. I don't intend to read every feedback letter on the subject, because while there are passionate critics of the show, there are also those who, admittedly perhaps with milder emotions, still enjoy it. National and local data suggest that the program still has the capacity to draw millions of people and is in the top tier of listener favorites. Producers have informed stations that the show will cease in September 2017. We don't see any reason not to keep to that timetable. I do marvel at the difference, however, between comments that say, "I hate that show, so I won't listen to it," versus ones that say, "I hate that show, so take it off the air." Everyone has a right to their opinion, of course, but a really good way to avoid things that you hate is to turn the radio off. Or even better, turn over to classical HQR. Thanks very much for writing.
Thursday, August 18th.
We're just calling to say how much we enjoy this radio station. My grandma, Carolyn, and I listen to it nonstop.
Mr. Workman, I'm Carolyn, Alicia's grandmother, and we just wanted to tell you how absolutely amazed and thrilled we were to discover your station. We never heard more consistently beautiful music for hours and hours as we drove around Wilmington and Wrightsville Beach and Carolina Beach and Fort Fisher. It was on constantly. Every time we turned it on, it was magnificent music. I have never heard beautiful classical music consistently as I did.
Jim Downey of the Sea Turtle Project wrote, "A big thank you to whoever decides which events to announce on the cultural calendar. We had three groups of people come to our event that heard about us on WHQR. They may never have found out about us otherwise. We raised a bunch of money for seaturtleproject.org. Thanks again." We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org, or you can leave a call at 910-292-9477. And many thanks, as always, for your feedback.